Trisha and Jimmy, and Jimmy hanging out with me this morning while Brian is on his, well, second to last day of vacation. Tomorrow's his last day, so he should be back on Monday. Granted, he hopefully is feeling all better after recovering from COVID. So he's missing out on Friday the 13th. So today is Friday the 13th. I guess he's not necessarily, he can watch all kinds of stuff on TV.
He's got plenty of stuff to do. He's at home.
Yeah.
He's got the whole world at his fingertips.
Party time. There are interesting things. I did not realize that the first heavy metal album was released on Friday, February 13th, 1970.
Do you know what the album was?
Yeah. Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had no idea. And so many people consider that the official birth of heavy metal was Black Sabbath.
You know what my thought of the birth of heavy metal? Helter Skelter by the Beatles.
Oh, okay. That's
personal hot take there, but
what year was that?
In the 60s, I know that for sure.
Okay. So, well, this Super Mario Brothers, the video game was released in Japan on Friday, September 13th, and that was in 1985.
That was a long time ago.
Were you alive yet?
That game came out 2 weeks to the day after I was born. So, yes, I was alive.
So you weren't playing it then, but did you ever play it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've had all the Nintendo systems going all the way back to probably 1989 when I was 4 or 5 years old. I was a gamer from a very young age.
Way
back, you know, OG, original gamer.
Did you have the ones with the cartridges that you had to blow in?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had that one. It was Mario with Duck Hunt. Uh-huh. So you had the orange gun that zapped at the TV that only works on tube TVs. It won't work on a flat screen.
I did not have one of those.
Yeah.
I missed out, but it's also National Apple Pie Day. Not really sure what that has to do with Friday the 13th.
Well, maybe think of it in the context of mid-May. Is this a ripe apple season? I feel like that's fall.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know the context for why today would be Apple Pie Day either.
Well, you know that I've read before, and you know, you can believe everything you read on the internet.
All of it.
So I read that the apples that we get in the grocery stores are not fresh apples. They've been sitting for like a year.
Huh.
I don't know if that's true or not, but if that's the case, if they're harvested in the fall and then you make a good apple pie on this Friday the 13th, well, I mean, here, like, we're talking about May 13th.
Yeah.
So maybe it's good enough and it's just, you know, the right consistency, because apples, I feel like apples don't make it that long in my house.
No. Even if we get a bag of apples, they'll either rot and spoil because we forgot about them, or they'll get all eaten immediately because apples are great.
But maybe the reason they rot and spoil is because they've been sitting somewhere for a year before they actually make it to your house.
See, but that's the thing. Have you ever looked at the pink Himalayan rock salt? If you look at the bottom of it, the label, it says, oh, this has taken 2 million years to get to you. And then you flip it over on the bottom and there's an expiration date that's like 6 months away. You're like, oh, I got it just in time. So a good thing you got the apples 2 weeks before they rotted, because otherwise, that would have been a waste.